won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor and friend.
Hello, intimate crowd. My name is Brandon. We're going to... Yep, we're doing a talk show. Nothing draws a crowd like a gay pride parade the previous day. Gay pride, I got a lot of that. I got a lot of gay pride. I don't have a lot of gay pride. I don't have a lot of pride, that's the problem. I like the gays and I like the prides, but I don't like the two together. They don't match for me. There's no sadness parades. Well, they're just called dive bars, and people don't want to congregate with that. Speaking of not having friends, Rod Blagojevich was convicted today of 17 of 20 counts. They only had did a second trial to prove that he has no real friends. It's like the meanest thing you could possibly do. You know he didn't get accepted into any social group ever, so that's why he decided to govern the great state of Illinois. Real friends don't let friends govern states. It just proves that you are somewhat in shape where you're somewhat appealing, but you're no one's first choice. But you're not crazy enough to, be considered an outcast, but you're definitely not charming enough to be considered a human being. It's a very odd thing to want to be a governor of a state. I understand mayor. That makes sense. You have your own little fiefdom. But governor? There's like corn in this state. Why would you want to govern over people that have to deal with corn? I don't understand that. Speaking of governors, Sarah Palin's daughter is about to release her memoir. I think she's 22, 23. That's a great time to release a memoir. She's lived a long life. She deserves it. In her memoir, you get to find out how she lost her virginity. She lost her virginity on a camping trip, and she got drunk on wine coolers and passed out, and Eli had sex with her. She says it's not rape because she was passed out. No. That's just – by the way, it was also her fault. That's what you said. It was her fault that she had sex with Eli, passed out in wine coolers, which is total victim blaming. And it's just very, very disappointing and not shocking in the least. Proving my point once again, governors are the worst of people, and they shouldn't breed. That's not cool. Speaking of not breeding, I shouldn't be here, like in life. It's not like I'm sad. No, but I come from sadness and disappointment. And I was with my mother earlier today, which means this is going to be a fantastic show. She wants me to visit her when I'm in town again. She wants me to go to her apartment. And I told her I hate going to your apartment. It's the worst place in the world. These are quotes. And she goes, "What's so wrong with my apartment?" I go, "Because it's full of sadness and disappointment." And then she started to cry, which was very interesting. Because for the previous hour I was hanging out with her, I was like, "Why don't you just die?" Not like I want to murder you, die, but like, wouldn't this just be better, you know, because of all the sadness and disappointment? And I thought that same thing about Rod Blagojevich and about Sarah Palin's daughter. Like, if they just died, the world would be better. And then I realized there's another way to make things better, and that's to have friends. Enough friends to fill the hungry brain on a Monday night like we have right now. That's all we need. We just need friends. That's right. It's such a loud crowd. I can't see anything. It's so great and packed in here. But it's true. It's all you need is friends. I guarantee that if you have any real friends, no one will tell you to be a governor of any state. No one will tell you that it's okay that you were raped in a tent by Eli. And most importantly, you won't produce me and make me go, Levi, is it Levi? Why isn't it Eli? Eli sounds better. Eli Palin actually is a good name. That's got to be a country band from 30 years ago that no one could dig up 7 inches from. You know who got dug up by a 7 inch? Yeah, there it is. She did get dug up by. It was rape, everyone. That's what I'm trying to say. Levi raped her, and now she's saying it's A-okay. Why isn't more late night hosts doing in-depth looks about rape and rape culture? I think it's a very important topic. It's just a barrel of laughs for everyone. No one feels uncomfortable. They want to make eye contact with you. We have great guests. Please put your hands together for Robin Pernakia. I know I'm mispronouncing your name. Really? There it is. There is. Candy Lawrence is here. And music from Rock Falls. I'm going to walk 3 feet. Jeremy Tromberg on piano. Esmeralda is the co-host. Keep playing, buddy.
Thank you for listening to you, me, them, everybody. Did you also know that?
In addition
to You, Me, Them, Everybody, we also produce You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, 21 and up, and full lineup at YouMeTheMEverybody.com.
So what we're doing right now is raising our death risk by as much as 40%. And no, it's not listening to a talk show podcast. Zing. It's sitting.
Sitting.
Isn't that ridiculous? You can't fucking sit anymore.
Please elaborate and swear more for no reason.
So they did a study. Women who sit for more than 6 hours daily are around 40% more likely to die than those sitting for less than 3 hours a day. And then the figure was 20% for men. So you're a little less.
I'm fine.
You're a little better. But they're...
Like, so you could sit for 3 hours, but you probably should move and get up in between sitting for 3 hours.
No. What?
You really didn't... You just gave that story a cursory glance, didn't you?
No, I read it.
You just...
What do you think I was doing here earlier?
Reading the bylines of stories.
Just sitting here and reading it.
And slowly dying. That's what we're doing right now.
No, but they said the sitting thing is like smoking.
Yep.
It's the same
risk. It's the exact
risk,
same thing.
The same risk as smoking. So what you were doing outside sitting and smoking.
I wasn't smoking. I don't smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Wait. What? Like, so you're 20% chance of dying, plus how much you think you have a percentage of dying from smoking?
80.
So there's...
I am dead right now.
you're a ghost.
This feels like we're ghosts in a very fantastic...
No, but
film.
My favorite line from this article is the last line. It says, diabetes experts point out that sitting is not bad for us in moderation, but can be addictive and harmful in the long run.
Sitting is addictive.
It's like, what the fuck? Really? Stupid news.
Are you blaming the news for studies?
I'm blaming the news.
All right, that's fair. You just Forming hate us. CNN and stuff.
Now, I found this other story, which they're from my hometown of Joliet.
You know, my father lives in Joliet.
Does he?
I've never met him. That's not a joke.
So we can't go to Joliet? Home.
That's why I've never been to Joliet. Completely serious.
They have great casinos there.
Sure.
And a shitty river.
And a shitty dad that I never
river.
Met.
And that's shitty dads.
Oh, that's true.
But this woman, I'm wondering if I know her because she's 29.
Do you feel like whenever you read a story, it's someone that you might have gone to high school with,
yeah,
you get excited?
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping. I did do a little Google search, but I found nothing.
Nothing? What about Facebook?
No, I didn't get too far into it.
One search is enough. You don't even Bing it.
Well, you know what? If you do Google searches, sometimes they come up.
Sometimes.
So I wasn't that worried.
What if
it
was spelled incorrectly in the news story?
That could be also, because I don't think she wants to be known. But this woman, if you know her, Catherine Casares. She got a call from her ex wanting a booty call, and so she does the only logical thing, puts on a ninja outfit, calls someone else up, and they also put on a ninja outfit, and then they go over to the dude's house. She calls him. He comes out, and he gets hit with nunchucks, and the police said that they also found throwing stars on a telephone pole, so they went all ninja on
so
this guy.
So a jilted lover got a phone call from an ex, and she decided the only reasonable thing to do is to threaten his lives while wearing
ninja
very,
costumes.
Very cheap clothing.
I love that they wore ninja outfits.
Do you think it was a Halloween costume, or do you think they sewed their own? Did they commission this?
I think they're giving them too much credit. Because I bet you they just wore...
They were just in black sweats from Kmart?
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe a black towel or something on their head.
So they're just really racist in Joliet.
And it's not really nunchucks. They're probably just two sticks they tied together.
Oh, God.
I really don't.
In your mind, does the news read like a Little Rascals episode?
Yes.
It's a lot more fun that way.
And then the woman.
Did you ever watch Little Rascals?
I did.
That's a sad show.
That
show's about the dregs of poverty.
I had a videotape of them.
Really?
It was like Little Rascals and some other black and white.
Why?
Short.
Did you watch it often?
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Because I only had two tapes.
What was the other
tape? That one. And then Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Those are completely different films.
I think, you know what? The second one on that video cassette was Shirley Temple.
Wow. So your whole foundation in life is Depression-era children making ends meet and scheming others. and drunks that talk to cartoons.
Well, that's why I'm here.
That's completely accurate.
So, this is how I ended up here.
This
folks.
Makes up complete sense now. Everything is just connected. Are you that's part of the Illuminati? Life.
Yeah.
I don't know why I mentioned that. I just find that
people. I shouldn't have said anything.
People that believe in the Illuminati, I want to be your friend. Because you guys seem to have a fun life.
Can we
Everything's
find
very
some?
Exciting. Everyone's out to get you.
Does anybody truly say, yeah, I'm part of it?
That's a good
or
point.
Can they? I don't think
That's
they
That's a
can.
Great point. I think if you care about the Illuminati, you automatically are not in the Illuminati. So
it's kind of it's like if you're cool, you're, if you're yeah. having to say you're cool, you're not really
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
Speaking of being cool, I found
that
this
was a stretch.
I found this article in GQ talking about highbrow, midbrow, and lowbrow tastes. And
okay.
I thought it was really shitty because they tell you you can't be midbrow. And just tell me if you like some of these things.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I like Alec Baldwin.
NPR.
I like NPR.
Wes Anderson films.
They're okay. Most
slash Coen Brothers films.
Yeah, I like those more.
Referencing Freakonomics, which you did
I
two
have.
Days ago.
He's been at the producer of Freakonomics Radio. He's been on the show.
BBC.
Yeah.
Gap.
Gap's okay.
Feist.
No, not really.
TGIF's Jack Daniel's Menu.
No, that's... No. Not even for ironic reasons. No, that's not worth it.
Adoption.
Wait, what? Like, I'm against people adopting or I want to adopt?
So, okay,
they're totally different
so
things.
So all those things, if you like more of those things than you do lowbrow, and lowbrow's like PBR,
well, let's do lowbrow.
Folger's Coffee.
Let's do lowbrow.
Okay, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark,
no,
musical.
No, not even to laugh at. Well, actually, yeah, I'm a fan of Spider-Man the Musical because it's employed a lot of people.
Chunky steak and potato soup.
Occasionally, yeah.
It's lowbrow.
Yeah.
President Ford.
What? I like President Ford as a Michigan, as a University of Michigan nose guard, but not as a president.
General Hospital.
That was my mom. One of my mom's favorite soap operas, and I watched that soap opera for 3 years.
Cracker
my,
Barrel.
Wait, shut up. My 6th, 7th, and 8th grade years of school, I watched that because I was in love with Gianna DeMise, and that was her favorite soap opera. So every day I went home and I caught up with The Adventures of Sonny Corinthos, and then she... ended up marrying
a
cop. No, she ended up marrying a cop and is a hairdresser on the South Side. And when I found that out, I said out loud to her face, I won! And now I'm doing this show, so we're even!
Well, I think you're lowbrow then.
I like most things.
Which actually, lowbrow is cool. You can't be middlebrow.
I think because
middlebrow is like being lame.
Well, I think, apparently. But I like highbrow and lowbrow. Doesn't that automatically make me middlebrow?
No. Well, I don't know. It's GQ. Figure them out. They're the ones who made a Venn diagram.
It's kind of hard to respect GQ right now because in the new film with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, he plays a GQ editor, and GQ gave them like permission to do that. So to me, that automatically makes me think that GQ is all for not human rights because Disney World is just a beacon of treating workers like shit. And he used to be a Disney kid, and that's how my mind works.
All right.
It's awful.
Wow.
It's an awful skull.
I just think it's shitty. Fuck you, GQ.
Why?
Because
wait,
you're like,
have you
oh,
ever
you like the Gap.
Wait,
you're lame.
Have you ever presented a news story where you didn't say fuck you to the news at the end of it? Like any story, like one story that was like, hey, this could be fun.
I feel like there is one and it was about food.
Okay. Well,
those
you...
are the good ones.
Okay. Yeah, what about drinking increases your lifespan?
No, because I think I probably told it to fuck off for some reason.
Were you drunk?
Maybe.
That's good.
Probably.
I
just think this is silly.
Well, yeah, it's a poll. All polls
it's not
are...
really a poll. It's just one guy saying, this stuff is lame.
I'm just jealous that he got to write that and not me.
I know. And they had a slideshow of the 50 things that are middlebrow.
What was on
They're
that?
Really reaching. It was like the TGI,
keep
TGI
going, keep
Fridays,
going, keep
going. Jack Daniel's Menu.
This
Facebook.
Show has
got
to go at least 12 hours to match our Saturday show.
Wait,
Facebook is middlebrow? No, Facebook is just Facebook.
Newsweek.
Okay. You have to read Newsweek if you go to the doctor or dentist.
Spaghetti with marinara sauce.
What's wrong with that? It could be... That depends on how it's prepared.
I'm telling you, this guy's got issues with all this stuff.
I think you have the issues, and this guy just got a $300 check from GQ for being a freelancer.
I hope it was more.
No, probably not.
No?
I mean, how many words was the piece?
Oh, I don't know.
And was it just online?
I didn't count the words.
Well, you need to count words from now on. It'll explain the news to you.
I don't know. It was a lot
don't
of words.
Don't actually do a word count. It's going to take... You know what? Do a word count. Let's stretch this out. We're not filling nearly
enough
time.
Wait, let's see if you're... Are you highbrow as well? Do you have two moms?
I barely have... That's I want one dead mom. Can't we just do that? That's the goal, I thought.
Oh, wait. This is you. Manhattan's made with homemade bitters.
No, homemade bitters. I'm busy drinking. No, I'm not going to make anything.
Don't you do that? Oh, no, wait. Homemade... I'm sorry. I'm confusing you with someone else. That doesn't work with this. Okay. Alec Baldwin, but the voice of the New York Philharmonic.
It doesn't matter. It's the same dude.
No, apparently not.
You can't say you can't qualify one and not the other, Alec Baldwin.
Sting, circa Message in a Bottle.
No, fuck him. I'm not a rapist. Sting's a rapist, books. Everybody. Books?
Just books.
The band books or no. The idea of books?
I think it's the idea of books.
I like books,
it's
yes.
Highbrow.
Yep, that's true.
Zach Galifianakis in Between Two Ferns.
Yeah, of course.
The fuck is that?
Are you serious? You don't know Between Two Ferns?
No, I don't know.
You're
what
the only
is.
Person that's ever appeared on a podcast that doesn't know what Between Two Ferns
oh,
is.
Oh, whatever. Fuck off.
See, you're lowbrow. Between Two Ferns is Scott Aukerman produced web series with Zach Galifianakis. And my favorite episode is the one that features Jennifer Aniston and Tia Tequila.
I'm too busy watching cat videos
yep,
to be watching.
You're lowbrow. You're middlebrow, actually. Cat videos are middlebrow.
I don't care. I think that's why I'm telling them to fuck off, because I am middlebrow, and I'm like, you shut up.
I think I'm equal parts high and equal parts low.
And that makes you cool, I think. That's what he's essentially saying.
So he's pretty much saying, I'm the best, which is what every writer should be doing. Speaking of writers, we're going to bring in our first guest. That's the only way I could figure we could end this. Is that fair?
That worked, though.
You know how to say Robin's name.
Totally.
You know how to say Robin's last name better.
It's
No. You're just going to introduce her, okay? Oh. Have you ever introduced anyone onto this show?
No, I did yesterday.
Who?
DK Ettinger.
That's true. Okay, you're doing it again. Two for two. You can't practice. Just do it. You could do that.
Coming to the stage is writer, host of the Sunday Night Sex Show at the Burlington. Every last Sunday of the month is Robin. It sounds like Pinocchio. 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 Damn it.
Yeah, you fucked up.
I know. I remember the Pinocchio.
God, spaghetti with marinara is middle brow. And no one can pronounce my last name. I feel like there's some anti-Italian sentiment here.
Why did you say Italian like you hate Italians?
Because I think it's funny. People in Chicago, like since I've moved here, I didn't think that people really said that, but I have met people. I'm from the East Coast. I've met people here who say that, and I find it really amusing.
Are you an Italian?
I am. What? I'm a ShamWop.
So Irish and Italian?
Yes.
And that's it?
Yes.
So you're really white.
I don't know. Well, I'm Southern Italian, so I don't...
So Sicilian?
No, Napolitano.
I don't know what that is, and I'm Italian.
My family is
like
from...
the pizzas.
Yeah. My family's from Naples. They're actually...
Yeah!
Yeah! Fanabla.
That's actually...
Fanabla is actually like... People say go to Naples, Fanabla, as in like go to hell.
Oh!
That is...
That's real mean.
Yeah. It's basically the asshole of... Italy.
Naples is.
Yeah.
Speaking of assholes, you run the Sunday Night Sex Show.
I sure do.
Yeah. How's that going?
It is awesome. We had an awesome show last night.
What happened last night?
Oh, so many things.
Name one thing.
Oh, well, the fabulous Samantha Irby co-hosted with me. She actually recently won the Chicago Reader's Choice for Best Blog.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Bitches Gotta Eat. She's pretty awesome. Yeah, no, it's amazing. I love her.
Why is Bitches Gotta Eat so good?
It's so, you know, really, you have to check it out. It's special. It's okay. Very special. As you
try
know.
To convince the 14-year-old boy in Omaha listening to this that he should check out Bitches Gotta Eat.
I don't think a 14-year-old boy in Omaha really needs to be reading that sort of, he should be like saying his prayers and reading Lives with the Saints, I think, or blowing up buildings. Isn't that what they do?
So you like to travel?
Omaha. Oh no, sorry, that's Oklahoma. I thought Omaha was a state for a while.
Are we gonna let it go, or are we just gonna?
Yeah, no, just let
that?
It go.
Okay, that's
just
fine.
Let it go. It sounds like a state. It sounds like a state. I was really surprised when I found out it wasn't.
What else surprises you about geography, specifically U.S. geography?
I'm really amazed by the fact that I am as close to Iowa.
Yes, you're next door.
I was really surprised by that. When I first moved to Chicago, I don't think I really realized that it was like in the Midwest. Because it doesn't sound like it's in the Midwest.
This is, I think, the middle of the Midwest.
Yeah,
I
know.
The middlest west.
I know.
Well,
it was terrifying.
Really Iowa's very progressive as well. Yeah. So you wouldn't think.
No, I know. It's all those states that with all the, you know, they sound sort of a lot alike. Iowa, Ohio, Idaho.
Idaho's not in the Midwest.
I know.
really far.
That's just another state.
I know. I fail at geography. See, this is the thing. I grew up in, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. And you only, in those areas, you really only recognize a few states that are not in New England.
Do they not teach you the rest of it?
They do, but then you're just like, oh, you know, the go ahead. they're just there. I don't know.
Wait, is it because they think you'll never leave?
Pardon?
Is it because they think you'll never leave?
I don't know what it is. It's like outside of New England, there's Florida, and that's where you send your old people, and California, and then there's other shit.
Have you lived in other shit?
I've lived in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New York, and here.
Oh, yes. When were you in New York?
I was in New York from ages 15 to 23. I lived in Rochester, New York.
Why did you say that like that?
Because I don't even know. I don't know. Yes, of course,
Annie
Carvel.
Just asked Robin if she's ever had Fudgy the Whale, and the answer was, of course.
Duh. I have also had Cookie Puss, which
Cookie
sounds
Puss.
Dirty.
What's Cookie Puss?
Oh, my God. Did you guys not listen to the Beastie Boys when you were kids? Yeah, Cookie Puss was actually Carvel's mascot, one of them. Cookie Puss and Fudgy the Whale. There's no Carvel in Chicago, except at the Dominick's. It's like fake Carvel.
Okay, why is this a big deal? What am I missing? I know Fudgy the Whale is an ice cream cake. I've listened to Patton Oswalt because I'm highbrow. Callback. But why is it so good? It's just ice cream.
It's the cookie middle. It's the little cookie bits. That's really where the ice cream cake wins.
Robin, you were kind enough to appear on the 12-hour show
the other night,
and we're all still recovering from that. That really is not a joke. That's fact.
Yeah, no, I drank two bottles of Osti.
While your parents watched you via the webcam.
Yeah.
Did you know they were watching you?
I knew that my mom was going to, because my mom, I'm okay with my mom watching the stuff I do, because she's a crazy progressive feminist, and she's awesome and hilarious. But my dad, I did not know that my dad was watching, and that makes it awkward.
Would you have done anything differently?
Probably not, but I don't know.
You didn't do anything crazy.
I didn't really do anything crazy. I think the craziest thing was the pepper throwing and the... I didn't throw pepper. I was talking about how in Cosmo they suggested that you throw pepper in a dude's face.
That's true.
We also watched Cake Farts.
We watched Cake Farts.
Well, you couldn't see it from the webcam, but
we watched Cake Farts.
We did. It was romantic.
You brought that up.
No, actually, Angela did.
Would you do a cake fart on a Fudgy the Whale cake?
No, I would not.
Why?
Because it would be really cold, and I'm, you know.
What about a regular cake?
No. Didn't I just say I'm from New England? We actually don't fart. We pass gas.
Would you pass gas on a regular cake?
No, I would not, because you also deny that you ever do that. And you have to run the water while you go to the bathroom. Because everyone in New England pretends that they do not have bodily functions.
Do you have bodily functions?
No.
That's good.
No, I actually don't even have organs.
How do you host a Sunday night sex show without understanding organs?
I'm just.
Are you just a student?
Well, I just don't have the growth. I don't have intestines.
That is true. Continue.
Because that's really the gross part. It's really I'm
Why
okay
are
with
intestines
sexual
gross?
I'm not okay with the digestive system.
Why? If you could redesign the body, how would you do it?
I prefer to live in denial. And it's because in biology class, when they got to the digestive system and they started talking about how, and you start chewing and it gets broken down by your saliva, that just sent me right over the edge. I could not handle that. I don't know why. It was the idea of things, there being things in your
saliva
that break things down.
So you're not a fan of science and fact, are you?
No, I am just not the gross parts. I don't really like to overthink it. The gross parts.
I got it. I'm just staring.
I'm a delicate flower, really.
How is a flower delicate? Go. Answer that. Figure it out.
That is quite a...
Now it's getting
like
confrontational
about
flowers.
It's like the riddle of the Sphinx.
Speaking of Sphinx, this is a Sunday Night Sex Show.
Yes.
Are you sick of talking about sex?
Somewhat. Because that's probably like what most people talk to me about when I go on things like this. I love doing the show because I feel like it's a very cathartic experience for everyone. And, you know, like I said last time, the reason that I chose the subject was because it was like such a, it encompassed such like a range of personal things.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, probably the most interesting thing about people.
Could we talk about your personal life just a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Somewhat.
You're not a fan.
It depends.
Beards. Could we talk about beards?
Yeah. I have really good skin. I don't know. This is just a podcast, so you can't tell. But really,
it's true.
It's glowing. It's like a
lights.
Nogzima commercial. Not that I would ever put Nogzima on my face.
Why not? What's wrong with Nogzima?
No.
Why? Wait,
never
why?
Put Nogzima on your face.
Why? Yeah, why?
Because it will like inflame your skin. It's horrible.
What should you put on your face?
Albaline. Albaline. It is an ancient drag queen secret.
Albaline.
Brought to my attention by one of my dear friends from Rochester who was on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Who?
Pandora Box.
Shut the fuck up! Are you serious?
Yes.
You know that's my favorite show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's my favorite
Michael
show.
Is like
No, I, Pandora Box, yeah, not yeah. Michael. Pandora Box.
Well, okay, Pandora Box.
Holy
His real name's
fuck.
Michael. He's amazing.
She.
Anyway, we were discussing skincare.
No, now we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race. Who do you think should have won last season?
Michael, duh.
Really?
Sorry, Pandora should have won.
Pandora wasn't last season.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch. Okay, I'll tell you something. Sorry, that was 2 seasons ago. I did not watch the third season because
Why?
I was so bitter. I was so bitter about Michael, about Pandora not winning.
But Pandora's on Drag U now.
I know, but I was bitter.
Why?
I was bitter. I don't know. I'm really competitive when it comes to my friends. And I felt like it was totally late. I felt like, you know, it was all a sham.
Did you really think
it was all a sham?
Pandora Box was definitely the comedic relief in that season.
She is hilarious.
But she's not she shouldn't have won.
Yes, she
won
fan favorite.
She wasn't as well-rounded.
She won fan favorite.
She won fan favorite because she's a fan favorite. That's correct, but that doesn't make you a winner. RuPaul has taught us that. Life ain't fair. That's what Pandora Box did too
Tyra
much, and that's
was
why
lame.
She didn't win. No, Tyra did not deserve to win. Raven should have won. Jujubee.
Oh, Jujubee was darling.
Exactly.
See? Darling. But
Jujubee the,
in my
the bald
like,
Asian one?
Pardon?
Was Jujubee the bald Jujubee's Asian one?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, she was sweet. But I feel like whenever there's a competition that my friends are involved in, they should obviously win because I'm petty.
I like Pandora Box,
petty.
Don't
yeah.
get me wrong. But not for that. If there was
I
a
think,
comedy
I think
show,
she's,
yeah, she'd win.
Yeah.
But it's not a comedy show. It's an all-around contest.
Well, I'll tell you.
For America's Next Drag Superstar.
You know, this is the thing. The drag that I grew up with was primarily comedy-based. It's not like the you know, like fish, all the, you know, fish ladies.
What? Nope. Keep
sorry.
Going. Explain fish ladies.
Oh, sorry. Just like, or the fish. It's a drag queen that looks like a woman. But.
What?
Like,
it's a
drag
queen
that, like, is like a pretty lady. Like, I'm a pretty lady. I'm going to lip sync to some shit.
But shouldn't every.
I feel like I like the more John Waters type of drag queen.
But
that is my. That's my kind of queen.
Shouldn't America's Next Drag Superstar be able to do both?
Not it's that's not my drag. That's I'm
so
I'm
maybe
more of a,
you're
I'm
narrow-minded
a
when it comes to drag.
I am. I like, you know, the camp. All the queens in Rochester. Rochester has like an amazing
Why?
Drag scene. It's actually a really progressive city. But there's we had like, insanely talented drag queens. We would go in high school because you could go to the gay bars when you were underage. And just get X's on your hands. And so everyone, straight people, gay people, everyone would go to the drag bars and watch the queens.
Sounds like a magical town.
It is. It is. It's a weird,
drag
wonderful
queens
place.
Running around.
Yeah.
But they were all really Ooh. Funny. And that was what I like. You know, that's... I Pretty Ladies lip syncing to things doesn't do a lot for me.
No, of course not. You know. But you should be able to do both.
I mean, she can do that. I think
she didn't do it on the show.
Yeah.
You need to hook him up with Pandora Box.
I will.
So he can confront her.
I'm a big Pandora Box fan. Don't get me wrong, but it should have been Juju B or Raven, not Tyra. The only reason why Tyra won that goddamn title is because she's got a kid.
No, the reason why she won it is because Absolute was like, I think, really looking for someone that could sell their shit.
Then why do they put Raven in more commercials?
I don't know.
You don't know your Absolute facts either. You've never been to the Absolute Lava Lounge. Was it? Fuck, I fucked it up. God
Lava Lounge. That's like a bar.
Oh, shit. You two talk while I think of something.
I think it was Absolute Lounge. It might have just been that.
Nope.
It was the place where they hung out and they had the
booth. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they would all talk shit about each other.
We're not moving on until
it's true.
The crowd is captivated.
Is Tyra the
Are you
one
captivated?
That had the really deep voice?
Yeah, yeah.
But was very pretty.
Oh, she was gorgeous. She was gorgeous.
But then she couldn't
talk.
She
wasn't funny. And that doesn't do... Like, I don't know. I like camp. I have a deep, deep love and appreciation for, like, camp shit. I spent a lot of my high school career...
Interior Illusions Lounge.
Yes.
We can move on now.
I would say I spent a lot of my high school career hanging out with queens and watching Valley of the Dolls. And so this is really where my aesthetic is.
So you're a fan
is.
Of painkillers.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
What's your favorite painkiller?
I would have to go with Tylenol with codeine because that's the one that I take the most often. It's Canadian Tylenol.
See,
my parents send
you
it
only
to me.
Like imported Canadian
yes.
Tylenol.
Yes.
She's
I really
eyebrow.
Yeah, I'm very
it's your
highbrow.
Eyebrow when it
I'm
comes
very
to
highbrow.
That.
I like I like my shit imported. Basically. Albaleen. That shit is amazing. That is the only thing that you should be using on your face. You should never put anything with acid on your face. It will cause wrinkles and bumps.
It takes the bumps away.
I know.
I use the alpha hydroxy because I get like if I
oh
I pick
shit
a,
no
I pick a no. a zit and then I get a scar and I use that and it goes away.
Okay, you have a
it
zit.
It burns it off.
You make a paste with crushed Tylenol, not the kind with codeine.
Canadian Tylenol.
Crushed Tylenol and toothpaste, and then you put it on your face, and then the zit will be gone in the morning.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
I
just pick it.
I know my skin. No!
I pick it and
no,
it,
you
then
do
it
not,
explodes
you don't
in the
touch
mirror.
It. No! Oh my god,
and
you'll
then
have
it
a
starts
scar.
To bleed.
You'll have a scar.
No, I don't because then I use that acid stuff and then it burns it off.
Oh, this is. None of this is good. None of this is good. None of it at all.
That's what I do. Sorry.
Time for plugs.
All right, plugs. Oh.
Yeah, that's just you.
Oh, okay, this is me. Yes, you. People out there who live in Chicago should come to my reading series. That is, it's pretty awesome. It's a Sunday Night Sex Show. It's a creative nonfiction reading series. We also have comedians now to round shit out. Like I said, we're diversifying, we're integrating. And it is the last Sunday of every month at the Burlington, 3425 West Fullerton at 7:30. There was a blog, and then
do
we just
you,
stopped caring.
Do you want
But just
people,
go to the Facebook.
There you go. What's the Facebook?
Yeah. Just, if you put in Sunday Night Sex Show into the Facebook.
And it's not the one with Sue.
Yeah, it's not Sue Johansson. Yeah. I wish. Sue Johansson, if you are listening, you
We've
should come to my show.
We've talked about a lot
show.
Of things she talks about. It might be possible.
I know. It's possible. I didn't talk about the inner aspect of someone's thigh, though, which is my favorite Sue Johansson topic.
The inner aspect of
I don't know. There was this one clip of her where she's like talking about how you should caress the inner aspect of his thigh, and it's like the best thing ever. I don't even it's just an 80-year-old lady saying the inner aspect of someone's thigh, which is not really a body part that I, you know, have ever heard mentioned otherwise.
We'll send her this.
Yes.
And then she'll come down and do the show and bring you your Canadian Tylenol.
Yes. She's Canadian.
Yeah.
So, you
that's
know.
Why we said it.
Yes. I know. I figured that. Yay, Canadians.
That's a good way to end it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Robin Parecchia, right?
Panacchia.
Panacchia. Parecchia,
no,
everybody.
You can
Tony
my
Parecchia.
Last name.
Howdy, y'all. Do you like stand-up comedy?
Yay-ho!
At Comics and Villains, we've got more stand-up comedy than you can fuck a rattlesnake with. We've got so many stand-up comedians, we might have to start a zoo. Or Section 8 housing. Comics and Villains is every second Thursday of the month at the Lucky Number Grill, 1935 North Milwaukee Avenue. Some of our past comedians include Mike Leibowitz, James Fritz, Dana Callis, Cameron Esposito, Bill Cruz, Colin Bull, Napoleon Bonaparte, the Putter Bar Sisters, John Mick, Canada Forrest, my dick, Ken Whiskel, Maggie Ann, Sam Norton, Tupac Shakur, Ryan Walker, Jeff Steinbrenner, Ray Stans, Ken Barnyard, Abraham Lincoln, Lauren Vino, Casey Brown, Marty DeRosa, Joe Kilgour, Chris Conrad, and Junior Stopka. Well, drinks are only $3 and strong enough to make your dick soft. So come on down to Comics and Villains every second Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Lucky Number Grill. Happy trails!
Oh, that was good. Good job, Jeremy. Robin Parecchia. Tony Parecchia. Tony P. It was great. Thanks, Tony. Coming to the stage, one of the funniest ladies in Chicago. Nay, one of the funniest people in Chicago. I hope she's in the room or this intro is going to get real weird. Please put your hands together. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Candy Lawrence. Miss Candy Lawrence, please.
All right. Welcome to comedy. My God, I thought I was going to be doing stand-up, but I guess I'll be doing sit-down. Okay, great. Anywho, how's everyone feeling?
You're supposed to do stand-up, but want to just sit down and talk?
Yeah, no, I want to do stand-up.
Do stand-up.
All right. Is
Seriously?
Everyone enjoying their Zimas? Okay, remember that drink? No, really, what should I be doing here? Sitting down, standing up?
At this point, it's really whatever you want.
Does stand-up really have to be standing up?
No, let's try it. I've never been.
Do you want to just do your set, and then we'll just sit here with you?
It might be weird, and I'd love it.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Should we keep the mics in front of us or not?
Yeah, you guys can comment, too.
Are
that
you
would
sure?
Be great.
Okay,
yeah.
Do it. Start.
Yeah, that would be
Start.
Great. Okay, God. I already did when I said the Zima joke. Look
that
at
was
everyone
a good
here.
One.
I feel so
good.
Famous. I do. I feel famous. Is this Radio City Music Hall? I'm kidding. Anywho, I'm speaking to one person. Two. 3, 4, 5, 6. That's great. Anyway, look at you guys. You look great. Look at me. I was walking down the street the other day, and some guy looks at me, and he goes, "Yo, I know who you look like. You look like olive oil." So there's that.
You're wearing a striped shirt, too.
I hate
myself. Do you try to wear that shirt when you do that joke?
I've been wearing this shirt for about 5 days. I got it at the thrift store.
What
and
thrift
I'm
store?
I'm not kidding. It was unique, I believe.
Have you washed it?
No comment.
Back to yourself.
No comment. No comment. Anyway, listen, I just want to say I feel great. I do. I feel a lot better than I did last week. I was sick with the flu. Yeah, and I'm. It was awful, and I'm really overdramatic, and so I immediately wrote a letter to Make-A-Wish Foundation. So hopefully on Friday the cast of Cool Runnings is going to be at my house. How is that for the mic?
I like that one.
Yeah. You guys, reach for the stars. Even if you miss, you'll land among the bobsleds. God, good crowd, good crowd. Anyway, I've been working a lot recently. It's exhausting. I wish there was a way to make money without ever having to work again. You know, sell something I have a lot of, like... cash for cat hair. So I'm a lesbian. Which means I'll mainly be discussing things like dream catchers, French braiding my cat's hair, and switchblades. Sorry about what happened back there. It's embarrassing. Anyway, I'm single. And I'm ready to get shingles. Oh, God, I hate myself. Yeah, I just...
Is that your famous tag? I've done it three times. No, I hate myself.
Yeah, okay. It's that. I say I hate myself a lot. I also say, no big deal. And what else do I say? What else do I say? There's something else, and I can't remember. But there's three things that I say all the time. I'll come up. I'll say it again,
it'll
I'm sure.
You.
Back to the act.
How's everyone feeling? Yeah? Okay, great. I'm single. What did I... So I just got out of a relationship. Yeah, it's good. And she gave me the best compliment I've ever received. She looks at me. We were lying in bed. She looks at me and she goes, "You're so cute when you're tired. You look like a drunk kitten." You thought that was cute, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know what drunk kittens look like because I head over to John Barleycorn every Friday night for kitten night. Yeah. Kittens doing body shots off of kittens. You ever seen a kitten with wine teeth? I have. What? I mean, this is the best. This is the best. I'm having the time of my life. This is my third whiskey. I've had a... some of this is not going to go over because it's visual. Very physical. Very physical. I got out of a bad relationship as well. I've been in lots of bad relationships. Were you going to say something?
That's why you do comedy.
That's why I do
Zing!
Comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why this guy does comedy. to best describe the drama, I would like to reenact a scene from Steel Magnolias. I'll be playing the part of Sally Field and Julia Roberts. They were dating in that movie, right? Okay, good. The colors of my wedding are blush and bashful. Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice. Don't talk about me like I'm not here. And that's when I splash myself in the face, and everyone's like, "What the fuck was that?" So there's that. I have a couple other impressions for you guys. Oh, I'm having the time of my life right now. You guys want to hear another impression?
Yes.
Yes. You guys are too much. Seriously, I'll be signing autographs later. No big deal. I was in a musical a couple years back. My Fair Lady. Did I just snort? That's another. And we had three shows on a Saturday. And we didn't have time to go out and get dinner. So we would bring in some food for a potluck dinner. And I brought in some sausages that my grandfather made. And Kathleen Betzko-Yale loved those sausages, and I hope she's listening. This is my impression of her. "Tell your grandfather that sausages were delicious!" I guess that's how all of my impressions go. Oh, I've never done stand-up with four people on stage before. This is great. This is absolutely great. I just swallowed ice. Shall I keep going?
There's no way anyone's going to tell you to stop. You know that, right?
All right, fine.
You don't have to keep going. We want you to.
All right. Well, this one I have to stand up for. And I have the biggest wedgie. I'm sorry. It is awful. Oh, my God. These underwear are just riding ups. Hey, how you doing? Okay, great. Good to see you. So I have...
Did you just say, "I can see you"?
I wish I did, but I'm not that funny. I just said I could see her. So I have an impression up my back sleeve. What? What am I saying? Anyway, I have neighbors that live upstairs, and they make a lot of racket. And I'm not sure what they're doing up there, but I think it may be something like this. "Hey, babe. I was going to go in the kitchen, get a cup of coffee. You want anything? All right, I'll be right back." "Do you want any cream of that or what?" You guys have been great. Thank you.
Hey,
ah,
Sit down.
My goodness.
You earned
that. That was an experience. Oh, everyone's showering me with money. I don't know what to do. I'm rolling around in it as we speak. Clang, clang.
How long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy, since I graduated college, which was, excuse me, that's my motorcycle. that was 2002. So what year are we in? Nine years.
9 years.
But I've been wanting to do stand-up for a really long time, for like 10 years.
What were you doing before stand-up?
I went to school for theater.
Where did you go to school?
Niagara University.
Niagara University?
Yeah.
Was it a hotbed of theater?
It was a hotbed of theater. No, it was a hotbed of waterfalls. There was nothing going on there. Absolutely nothing. And
do you visit often?
I don't. I have a best friend that lives there. I go there a couple times a year.
What's your best friend's name?
Did I say that? A couple. Susan Drozd.
What does Susan do?
Susan is a theater teacher at Buffalo Seminary.
How many people go to Buffalo Seminary for theater?
It's a high school.
Oh, okay.
It's a private school.
That's good. Would you ever teach private school?
No, I wouldn't teach at all.
Why?
Look at me.
I
just did stand-up.
Would you teach a stand-up class?
Never. I never. I would never teach. I don't have it in me. I like to perform, and that's all I like
to
do.
So you're a true artist.
I'm a true artist, I guess. Look at me. What's happening, you guys? I'm having the time of my life. I really am.
I've seen you at the Town Hall Pub at Entertaining
Julia.
Oh,
yeah, the Town Hall Pub Theater. Yes. Yes, inside I know that
joke.
Place.
It was an inside joke for the listener.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Putter Boss sisters are listening.
Oh. They don't know how podcasts work.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, it's actually true. I love them. Let's just think about them. Don't talk about them. Just think about the Putter Boss.
There's nothing in this glass. Absolutely nothing.
You, when did you start doing stand-up? You said you've been doing comedy for 9 years, but it took a while to get to stand-up.
Yeah, I was so frightened.
Why?
I don't know. Getting up alone and telling jokes is really frightening.
What were you doing before?
Sketch.
That wasn't frightening.
Sketch comedy. I was with someone else, so if I wasn't funny, I could rely on the other girl. But I just started doing this a year ago. And look at me now.
Do you want to go back to doing sketch at all, or you just quit?
Yeah, I would do it. I would definitely do sketch again. No one else is kissing their mics. I am.
Our mics are louder than your mic, and you actually know how to use a microphone, unlike a lot of our guests.
Yeah.
No, tonight's totally good. That's not it.
French kissing mics.
Yeah. Would you name an album that?
French kissing mics?
Yes.
That's going to be my first album.
Good.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate.
But I'm going to name it French Kissing Mics 2 and just pretend there was the first one.
What's the album cover going to look like?
Oh, God. It's just me rolling in Beanie Babies. You guys remember those? I'm bringing everything back. So I did sketch, and I would do it again. Yeah. And I still
do it. Did you ever take a sketch class?
No, I didn't, actually. I'm just that good. Oh, I'll have one.
This is devolving into my favorite show ever. And the most.
I'm having the time of my life. Where was I on Saturday? I don't know.
You were invited to the marathon.
I was. How was it?
Fucking long. It was a marathon.
Yeah.
I didn't have fun.
He wasn't drinking.
I wasn't drinking.
Really?
Everyone else was.
Oh,
yeah.
No. It would be fun to see you.
He wanted to stay professional.
No, I wanted to stay awake. That's all it was.
I see. Who was on the show?
There was 24 guests.
James Fritz?
James Fritz was one of them.
Fucking.
We had Junior.
I love him.
We had Junior Stopka with Ever Maynard.
Really?
At the same
together?
Hour. Oh, yeah. Power hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an odd couple.
Yeah.
How was that?
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
And if you want to find out about it, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
I heard it already.
Oh, well.
Are you making a bunny face?
Yeah, I sure am.
No, it's radio, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's hard for me. I'm used to being seen. So this is just different. You know, this is different.
All of my friends that are here are very angry at me right now because everything's going about three times longer than usual.
Really?
I'm loving it. Like Justin Timberlake. Likes diabetes.
Yeah.
Or McDonald's.
That's why I said it. Let's plug for you.
Sure. I am a cast member at the Chicago Underground Comedy. I just did Just
oh,
for
really?
Laughs.
You did JFL?
I did.
Was it, you did it at Chuck?
Yeah.
That's
it was
awesome.
The opening showcase.
Fritz hosted that?
No. Tony Sam hosted
okay.
it. But James Fritz, Beth Stelling, Nick Vatterott, who's
funny. He's done the show in New York. He's a good man.
Yeah. It was phenomenal. It was the best show that I've done in a long time.
But you're
going to
be there, is it once a month?
Yeah.
Random Tuesdays?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And I do the Lincoln Lodge as well.
How's that going?
It's going well. We're closed for the rest of the summer.
I don't know how your schedules work. I know Chuck is nonstop, but they have like cast members, so it's hard to figure out the ins and outs of local stand-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's excited about finding out about it, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's every Tuesday at, am
Beat
I
Kitchen.
Allowed to say that?
Beat Kitchen.
At the Beat Kitchen at 9:30, and it's only $5. It is an amazing show.
It's very, very
I'm
good
there.
Show.
You guys are, I don't know if you can hear them, but they're hysterical. They're just laughing hysterically. You guys stop. You guys are too much. And the Lincoln Lodge is every Thursday, starting up in September at 9 o'clock. And that's $10. I'm famous, guys. I should probably get out of here to sign some autographs.
Where can people find you online?
ComedyLawrence.com. Candy Lawrence. More like Comedy Lawrence. Am I right?
Candy Lawrence, everybody!
That was my third one. Am I right? No big deal. I hate myself. Yes! We can close.
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though. So why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
Who is the listener listening to? Your name.
Annie.
Annie, why were you 10 times louder when you didn't have a microphone?
Because.
Are you bashful all of a sudden?
I am super bashful.
I heard that the last time you played here, you essentially got a birthday party to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I got super drunk because I thought that it was going to start like way earlier than it did. And so I was like, oh, I'd better have a drink before I go on stage. And then all of a sudden, I was like, shoot, I'm done with this one. So I had several more, and by the time I hit the stage, I was in rare, rare form.
I heard it was a good show.
I don't know how I'm going to live up to it.
How many have you had tonight?
This is only my first one. I'm concerned.
All right. Well, will we do some shots or something?
maybe we should do a shot.
No, you do a shot. I'm an adult. I don't do that.
I'm probably more of an adult than you. I bet I'm
older. Prove it.
I bet I'm older.
That doesn't make you more of an adult. It makes you more of a free spirit.
Yeah.
Are you a free spirit?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
I know. I dressed up for the radio.
I think all of a sudden it's a dress, and all of a sudden I see jean shorts and sandals out of nowhere.
Here. So I had it made for me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did they finish?
They did.
Wait, you have no butt. I mean, you have
I'm wearing jean shorts.
No butt.
Right. Okay, so it's...
Are you supposed to be leaving the house in this?
Yeah, okay, so I'll tell
it's
you...
It's not a bad thing. No, it's a
I'll
good
tell
thing.
You the origin of
Please
it
do.
All, and it's probably not going to be very interesting to anyone except for 17-year-old me.
What about 14-year-old boys that listen to this podcast? Because I'm sure they'll love it.
Probably.
It's perfect.
I've been to Omaha.
Really?
So and I kind of have the sense of humor of a 14-year-old boy.
It's gonna go great.
I feel like I get him, whoever he is. I get him.
Future murderers. That's who listens to the show.
Yep.
Don't be proud of that. They're gonna murder you first. Continue your story. Sorry, I have to stop telling guests they're going to get murdered because of doing this show. Like, this is like the 10th time I've said that.
It's a death sentence.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen, and they're going to find out.
You're like the human equivalent to one of those emails that's like, if you don't forward this to 15 people, you're going to get electrocuted in the bathtub.
Yep, that's true. Dan, get her some shots or something. All right, continue your story.
Okay, so about a year ago, a friend of mine, Jamie, decided to do this project called Plus que Parfait, which is French for like more than perfect or something like that. And it represents or it suggests this concept of like this thing or this experience that is just beyond perfection. And so she was trying to find a way to explain that clothing and fashion is not just clothing. Like, there is a real, like, emotional, sentimental mm-hmm. attachment to these things. So she had different people all pick either, like, and I'm sure you're going to edit this.
Nope.
Oh, fuck.
Did you listen to the first hour of this show? This is perfect. Why would I ever touch this?
It's so much more interesting than this story.
What is?
All the guides, all the boys listening are like, oh my God, she's talking about fucking fashion. This is gay.
Yeah.
Not gay. Not gay. It's not homosexual to like fashion. Anyway, so anyway, I was one of the people that got asked. So I was supposed to think about a garment or something from either my past that I used to have that I don't have anymore, or like this dream article of clothing. And I remembered when I was this little girl growing up in Rock Falls, Illinois, which is a tiny little farm.
So that's why you're called Rock Falls.
Yeah, hence the name.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
It's very, very small town, very rural, and I was watching Bjork on Saturday Night Live with my mom, like every 17-year-old girl should be doing on a Saturday night. And she was wearing this beautiful dress, and it was these like sequins and gorgeous.
Was that the episode Brendan Fraser hosted?
I think so.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. And she looks like...
No, I didn't look at my phone. I know that she was on an episode with Brendan Fraser. Is it when she had the string quartet as well?
Yes.
Yep, that's the Brendan Fraser episode.
Yeah, and she sang Bachelorette.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, continue.
Yeah. And so she had this, you know, this gorgeous, gorgeous, breathtakingly elegant dress on. And then she like turned to the side and there was no back on it. She was wearing blue jeans and I was just absolutely floored. I thought it was genius. And so when my friend Jamie asked me to be part of this thing... this was the dress that I told her I never forgot it for years.
So this is your 9/11 dress?
Yeah.
Good.
I have no idea
never
what that
forget.
Means. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that's totally.
I'm going to let that one linger.
I didn't know that was a thing, like a phrase.
Never yeah. forget? Did you forget?
Well, now
I forgot.
I won't 9/11 it.
That's good.
Wouldn't it be like, I won't not 9/11
That's a double negative.
Don't 9/11 it. You're telling her to 9/11 it.
But
don't,
then,
not,
but then you're telling her to...
Don't 9/11 it.
Then you're telling her, don't... God, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Well, you're a terrorist that likes Bjork and no butt dresses, and I'm an American. And I'm a male.
I'm the worst interviewee.
No, you're the best.
They're all asleep right now, everyone listening. Even you guys are asleep.
This is why the bands get so much time to talk usually. It's great.
Oh, great, yeah. Yeah, musicians are super interesting people. Not socially awkward at all.
I've never heard
the ukulele can't.
Demanded
talk.
The artist perform and shut the fuck up. This is great.
We should do this every time. Just like we don't talk and see what happens. Would the artist?
I've been doing that a lot.
Will
it's
they
great.
Just like freak out, or will they start talking?
I don't know.
Will the audience just start chanting?
It's like the first time that Will Hunting got together with Robin Williams. He didn't talk
in
for the
therapy?
Whole hour.
Yeah, that's therapy.
That
there
was.
Wasn't a crowd there.
But he didn't... My point is he didn't talk.
That Please. Was your whole point? That's your one pull? Someone in please, therapy.
Please, are you talking about the movie?
Yeah, please do.
I like that you named the character and then the other one was the actor's name.
You know, Will and Robin. And that Robin time Williams. They were in the office. No one said anything. Red Sox!
Will Hunting and Patch Adams. There.
That was actually good.
Please edit out my entire interview. You're such an
ass. We're actually going to cut it. This is now the monologue.
I told my entire mailing list about this show. I'm really happy they're here.
Time for plugs. Where's your next show?
Oh, let's see. What's today?
The 27th.
Today's the 27th. My next show is at the end of July on Saturday the 30th. It's at a music festival in Pilsen called the Pilsen Music Fest.
Where is that at?
I don't know yet. It's in Pilsen.
Great. So everyone go to wander around Pilsen on Saturday, July 30th and hope.
Yeah. And then I think I'm playing a show on, I believe it's Saturday, the 21st of August.
Okay.
Outside of a bar in the suburbs called Kevels for, it's for my friend Rob's. I'm bombing right now.
No, you're I'm totally killing. Bombing. This is what killing feels like.
That almost sounded shit. Like you said it was for my friend Rob's embalming.
Oh, your friend Rob has a set embalming.
Oh my God, that's so awkward because he's dead.
No, he's not. Oh, he is. Whoops.
It's like
it's at Kimmel's on August 21st. Come see a dead man. No. He'll be embalmed though, so it's going to be like an action figure, a real life action figure. With the music of Rock Falls, it'll sound like this show.
Oh my God, I'm really sorry that I ruined your internet.
You didn't ruin my internet. You made my internet feel different.
Oh God.
All right, we're gonna set you up. Thanks for doing this. Where can people find you online? Last thing.
Cardboardsangria.com. Or I have a blog, which nobody reads. It's keepitlikeasecret.blogspot. I know. And everybody, and it has little hyphens in between all the words. Nobody reads it. And I post like pictures of like my plants and my.
Thanks for coming to the first ever You, Me, Them, Everybody performance art piece. Annie's going to set up the music of Rock Falls. Jeremy, take it away. Yeah! I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming out. Without further ado, the music of Rock Falls, everybody. Rock Falls.
Thanks, guys. You are a young man with tender flesh, unspoiled, and I know there's a darkness in me. Your light warms me up. Oh, what would I do to you if I got my hands on you? Oh, what would I do? I would stop your heart. I would stop your heart. Stop your heart. Your gait moves the air around me.
would stop your heart. I would stop your heart. Stop your heart.
I should probably dedicate that one to that young man in Omaha. or to you, Esmeralda. It can be to you. Is a vinyl thing, and this is one of the two songs that's on it. It's called Tonight Tonight.
your beautiful face. Set fire to my bones, and every time
song. Thanks for tolerating me. Okay. I'd like to say that I'd be happy far away, but I know it wouldn't matter where I go. 'Cause even if I packed up for the moon, I'd still be oh so blue. 'Cause I could never hide from my memories of you. They say the springtime is nice in Walla Walla, and that Rome can make a very lovely home. But even if I packed up for the moon, I'd still be oh so blue. 'Cause I could never hide from my memories of you. How can it be that you don't see that I'm the one who loves you? You belong with me. Oh, the worst feeling that can ever be known is the agony of unrequited love. Even if I packed up for the moon, I'd still be oh so blue.
That was so, so good. Rock Falls, that was amazing. Have you gotten to the point yet where you're the number one hit when people search Rock Falls online?
I'm trying. I Google myself.
You want to erase your hometown, don't you?
No, I think that it's still actually the number one stuff when you Google Rock Falls is like, Rock Falls in Canyon. And then it's like a YouTube video. Like a rock falling off of a cliff.
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah. That's describe it that way. That makes a lot more sense.
Like, but that's usually the phrasing is rock falls on road, in canyon.
Yes.
In river. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of pissed that we didn't, right before you did the ukulele song, Merle's like, are we miking this? And you're like, no, we talked about it. I'm kind of regretting not miking that stuff. Which means you have to come back sooner or later and just do a uke set. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I guarantee less people. Yeah?
That'd be great.
You still do it?
Yeah.
You were so fucking good.
Aw.
It's one of those times where I just feel bad for anyone that's ever seen my bands play. I was like, oh, I made him sit through that.
No way. What kind of music do you play?
Oh. It's anyone that's actually seen me when I said that laughed, which validated my statement.
Are you like a Jay Giles cover band?
I wish. No, he had rhythm. It was more like if Shellac wore shitty suits.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't good. The funny thing about it is we all sounded like we were single, but none of us were. It's like, why would you be that angry? It's like, I don't get that. No. I just feel bad for people. Especially after making him sit through this show.
No way. This is super
fun.
This
was actually a really fun show. Yeah. I don't know if it was enjoyable. This is going to be a hard one to edit.
Just take all of me out.
No, you're sticking in. You're sticking in, dude. You're staying in. See, that's why I saw Merle was the only one that had any reaction to that. And that's why I need her up here at all fucking times. I want to thank each and every one of our guests. I want to thank Tony Robbins for being here. Tony Robbins was absolutely great. That was a callback. You weren't actually here for it. Robin Parakia. Panakia? Parakia? Tony Parakia. What is it?
It's Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Robin Pinocchio is here. I want to thank Robin Pinocchio. Rosaline Pinocchio was great. She does the Thursday morning intercourse session. They probably do that at elderly homes, the Thursday morning intercourse session. Speaking of Thursday morning intercourse session, Candy Lawrence was absolutely fabulous, and obviously the music of Rock Falls. That was so good. Merle, good job tonight, lady. Esmeralda was great. She was absolutely... I wonder if the crowd likes you or doesn't like you, because without you, this show would have been half as long. So they're probably not on your side right now.
Jeremy. Is Jeremy still here? Jeremy's left. Fuck that guy. I'm sick of that guy. We got to thank Dan, the best bartender. We got to thank John, the man who puts up with Esmeralda. We want to thank each and every one of you for coming. Most importantly, yes, thank John, the man who puts up with Esmeralda. What a class act. That's all. I enjoyed tonight way too much, and I think it showed. Thanks for coming, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.